Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Good Things Radio. Hello, my name is Brooke Taylor. I am a housewife who has not figured it out. This is episode 119 already in the month of November, and it is the month of the Holy Souls, dedicated to the souls in purgatory. Father Nathan has kind of a pocket purgatory guide with a padre in your pocket on the next episode. So he's going to share a little bit more of the context with us. Also this week, it is National Vocation Awareness Week. Really neat resource. If you go to usccb.org, they have a printable prayer card. It's quick. You can share it, keep it. And that's a good source if you're looking for something handy. And a big, as we jump into this episode, howdy hello to my new friends at St. Rita's, St. Rita Church in Solon, Ohio. What a great group. Loved going there. There were a lot of men, too. I had a chance to speak over there to moms and dads, parents, about the culture, our kids, igniting the light of faith, protecting that flame by the grace of God to withstand the winds of the world. And the interesting thing about that is what an opportunity it was to kind of be nested in that place. It was a rainy day. We were kind of cocooned in there and have that opportunity. Then to come home, as we were on our way home, this horrible shooting. Again, a mass shooting, this time at a church. And it was an opportunity. My mom blessedly had gone with me to this event to stop, and we prayed. And the same day that we fall back and daylight savings time ends and darkness is setting in, it just was a reminder to me of the importance of being a light in the darkness. Father Nathan talks about it all the time. As children, we're taught that. One of the first and earliest songs, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. And how profound and true something so simple like that is as we seek to shine by the witness of our lives into the darkness, that we are called to the light, especially as we begin to also think about Advent and the month of Holy Souls. It just all works together in reminding us of where our true home is and what we're here for. Coming up on today's show, listener feedback, some favorite things from Tracy, both books in this case. So a big thank you for her input. A new way to celebrate the Feast of the Nativity of Our Lord, better known as Christmas. And a lot of us are familiar with the three gifts, kind of like the Magi method of for Christmas, three gifts, that's it. A lot of people doing that. My mother-in-law, though, it is a variation. She shared something a little bit different, but along those same lines that I had never heard before. I thought it was so cool. And you know the wedding tradition. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. So it's kind of along those lines, and I'll get to that as well. Slowing down. I had a bit of a wake-up call about that, so we're going to unpack that with Brooke's house. And as we set sail into the waters of a new month, it's a new show, I want to begin with the De Profundis. It's Psalm 129 or Psalm 130, depending. It is a lament. It's used in liturgical prayers. It's used commonly in the month of November. And talk about inspiration for the composers. This prayer, this psalm, has been set to symphony at least a few dozen times, like Handel and Mozart and Mendelssohn and so many others. So if you're kind of in a cerebral mood or a spiritual mood, I encourage you to pull it up on YouTube and just see what you can find. It's pretty neat. But for now, here is a portion of the actual psalm as we begin in prayer. My soul has waited on his word. My soul has hoped in the Lord. From the morning watch, even until night, let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Amen.
St. Therese with her roses, God's words when it's written, bright kids in church shirts and sunny beach sitting. Big runs on pavement and stretching out hamstrings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Good morning, Brooke and Good Things Radio friends. This is Tracy, and I was calling to leave some feedback on two books I read recently. The first one is I finished Michelle and Emily's The Friendship Project. This book is just wonderful. It came in the mail. I had pre-ordered it back in the spring. It came at the like perfect time in my life. I was struggling with a friendship that was in my life and had been discerning some wisdom around that friendship. And so this book came in the mail. I immediately picked it up and read it from cover to cover and just found it to be wonderful, very insightful, full of lots of wisdom. And I really recommend that all women out there read this book. It gives you great ideas on how to develop and sustain faithful and fruitful friendships. The other book that I have been reading and finished is Mother Angelica, the new book. It's her grand silence. It's about the last 3 years of her life. I actually won this book on Instagram, if you can believe it. I never win anything. So the fact that I won a contest on Instagram and the book showed up at my door was hilarious to me. But it is really, really good also. I just didn't realize how much in her quietness in the last 3 years of her life, how much was going on in the background that we didn't hear about in the public eye. And it was just a really, really good read. So if you're interested in learning more about Mother Angelica and you want to hear about those last few years of her life, definitely pick up the Mother Angelica, Her Grand Silence book that's out there. It is a good read also. All right, everyone have a great day and I'm loving the podcast. Bye.
Okay, Tracy, thank you so much. So two books there, The Friendship Project, which we know and love, and I'm so happy to hear that, and also the Mother Angelica, Her Grand Silence book. If you have a book recommendation, if you have a favorite thing, let us know. Shoot us an email at feedback@goodthingsradio.com or also via Voxer. Like Tracy, you can just go to Brooke Taylor in the number one. I also have a humble little honorable mention. It's a upcoming book. It's called Choose Joy, a 52-week devotional journey. Oh my goodness, my prayers, my heartbeat. You've heard, if you listened to the last show, the whole story, but it's going to be coming down the pike in a few weeks. And I am so proud to stand alongside these authors that I know you will fall in love with again. And it's been fun just to kind of send nuggets out here and there of the preview of the book. One of those we included in that was the president of Walsh University, President Richard Jussome. He added his imprimatur on the book, which is actually on the back cover now. And I wanted to read to share with you, after he received a glimpse of the excerpts of the devotions, what he said. He says, "What a blessing to start each day determined to choose joy. We would all do well to follow the timely messages of our guides in this devotional masterpiece." What? Devotional masterpiece. Oh, praise the Lord. Again, that's President Richard Jussome, Walsh University. And so there it is. It's going to be out in a few weeks. If you've not signed up for the newsletter yet, I encourage you. You can do that if you go in the show notes. There's always extra goodies in there too, when I do eventually get around to sending that newsletter out. And the details about the book will also be there. There's a lot of different places and outlets that you can get a hold of this book. My website, brooketaylor.us, will be sharing updates as well. And that's where we are. 30 authors from various faith traditions, guides to bring you from the beginning of Advent as we kick off on December 3rd, all the way to next year, the solemnity of Christ the King 2018, which is the end of the church year. So stay tuned.
It's Brooks
House.
It's Brooks
House.
Come on in. You're going to notice that our front door, our stoop area, is still sporting the harvest theme. We have all the fake pumpkins are there. The rear ones are rotted long ago and they went in the trash can. Some of the neighbors already have their Christmas decorations up. And I didn't know this, but I guess there are services that come and put the lights up and everything on there for you. Did you know this? We've never done that. I don't expect we will, but we may get into the laser show mix. I know the lasers have been around for a while, but I think now they're more bright. Like I'm seeing them everywhere already. And I'm not even, they're just window laser shows, the ones that are musical. So I have a feeling that's going to be here before we know it. And already I like am feeling my muscles tense as I think about it because I don't want to get caught up in it. I'm trying to not be tense and to just focus again on the simplicity, just the silence and the light in the darkness, again, kind of going back to the beginning. But in terms of wanting to keep it simple, my mother-in-law shared something really cool with me. So this is the four gift Christmas challenge. Here's how it goes. Something they want, something they need, something to wear, something to read. So I'll say that again. Something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read. and I like the variations. It's practical, it keeps it simple, but leaves room for surprises. It's funny because I was reading the comments. It's on a website called Money Saving Sisters. So I was reading the comments, and someone actually said, okay, but then is Santa going to bring them gifts? So I thought that was really funny because that would just be for mom and dad. But so however you want to do it and customize it, I mean, someone else said, hey, instead of something to wear, why don't you do something to share? You could do that. Someone said, what about something homemade? So, I mean, really, sky's the limit, but I thought that was kind of cute. Wanted to share that with you as well.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Just slowing down and feeling groovy. I do believe those two things go hand in hand. And I wanted to tell you what happened a few days ago to kind of make that hit home. Our priest, Father Jay, blessed my husband and I with an invitation to go to dinner. And this was really special. We're actually planning another pilgrimage. I don't even think I've announced this yet. So many things going on. But we're going back to Italy next year. It happens to be the weekend after the Arise retreat. So my head has not stopped spinning, but God is providing. It's going to be good. And Father Jay is co-leading, he and I together. So we went to dinner. And what was interesting about this is we were sitting in the restaurant and talking. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to order a drink. And what am I going to order? And then I'm going to order my food. Like I always sit down, especially when I'm talking with friends, because I feel like if I don't look at the menu right away, I'm never going to look. And then she's going to say, what do you want? And I'm not going to be ready. In the stage of life that I'm in, I eat and go. Like it's really just the way it is. But Father Jay is not that way. And we sat there, I think, for an hour before we actually ordered. And the waiter came back a couple times. We ordered drinks, we ordered water, we sat and talked. It was such a different experience. And maybe we're the only ones that do it so fast. I don't know. Do you do this and take your time like that? Well, the thing too is I was looking back in my mind to the year before. Last year, he had also invited us to dinner. This time, though, when we went, he had asked my husband and I if we would meet him, pick him up at his house, and then we would go. Well, we get to his house, and I'm ready to go. And he said, do you want to sit down? Do you want a drink? And I'm like, oh, sure, but it's dinner time. Let's go. Are you ready? What do you need to do? So he brought out like an old-fashioned tray, you know, when they had like the decanters and everything, and it was just an experience where they have a sitting room, and you'd come, and you'd have drinks and talk and visit. And so he had these books, and we were going through these books and catalogs, and at that point, I think he was going on another trip somewhere and was talking about that. And I mean, I think we were there for an hour. And then we went to the restaurant and we visited and then we ordered. And it just, for me, was memorable, the pace. It was really, let's take our time and enjoy. And I know that it must depend on personalities and schedules and maybe age and time of life. I was talking to someone in a group and she said she had just the opposite problem. She was sitting down every morning and not getting up from the table for 2 hours because she would read the paper, she would do her quiet time. It was this really nice ritual that she enjoyed, but she realized I actually like need to get up and move my body and use that second hour to exercise. So I think for me, that's the stage of life I'm in. I don't slow down enough. And so I wanted to share something that for me, as we enter into a time where the darkness is kind of stretching over the day a little bit longer, or going inside, at least where we live in the Midwest, it's getting colder. And so we do kind of hibernate, but that doesn't mean that we have to be asleep spiritually. We can use this time to sanctify it. One of my favorite prayers is from the Marquette Prayer Book, and it's called Slow Me Down. And I wanted to just share it with you. It says, slow me down, Lord. Ease the pounding of my heart by the quieting of my mind. Steady my hurried pace with a vision of the eternal march of time. Give me, amid the confusion of the day, the calmness of the eternal hills. Break the tension of my nerves and muscles with the soothing music of the singing streams that live in my memory. I think of John Denver right here. I don't know why. Help me to know the magical restoring power of sleep. Teach me the art of taking minute vacations, of slowing down to look at a flower, to chat with a friend, to pat a dog, to read a few lines of a good book. Slow me down, Lord, and inspire me to send my roots deep into the soil of life's enduring values, that I may grow toward the stars of my greater destiny. And that is by Wilford A. Peterson. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me for episode number 118. A big, big portion of my honest off-the-air thoughts continue to just be consumed by this upcoming pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I love the quote. It's Pope St. John Paul the Great. He says, "History, as the ancients held, is the magistra vitae, a teacher of how to live." And it's already taking me back there. I'm going back. It's pulling me into the pages of sacred scripture, just anticipating this trip. So I think that next week's show will be the last program before we set sail, so to speak, for Israel. And so I just ask for your prayers. I shared this on Facebook, but I'm going to be bringing a notebook of prayers, going to the holiest sites on planet Earth. The physical location, when we go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre where Jesus was crucified, buried, the historical significance of Mount Tabor and the Church of the Nativity. And so to be able to go as proxy, bringing petitions there. Whatever you have, you can email me, you can share it with me privately, whatever works for you, I am there and I will bring those prayers. So feedback@goodthingsradio.com is how you can reach out. Also via Facebook, also via Voxer, and that's Brooke Taylor and the number one. And so with next week's show being the last program, probably likely before the holiday break and before the trip, you do not want to miss the episode. I may be able to squeak in a bonus show after that. I'm going to try, but with Thanksgiving, I'm just not sure. And then with the next 6 weeks coming up being so enormous in terms of show content, I would love to know what you would like to hear. I have a beauty product review, which I haven't done in a long time, for the next show. Should I tell you or should I keep it as... Okay, I'll tell you what it is, but I won't tell you the review. I'm going to save that for the next episode. It's the Josie Maran Argan Oil. Have you heard about this? It's been called revolutionary, life-changing, anti-aging miracle. It's expensive, though, and I've heard so many rave reviews. I've kind of been like a lurker watching. You know I watch QVC and HSN. That's especially where it's blown up, and it's like six-time world-class customer favorite, whatever it's called. I have been a super shopper, and not really. I'll say a super browser, because it's rare that I actually jump in and buy something, and so I try to be really calculated and careful when I do. And I'm telling you, I would say 9 out of 10 times I have been absolutely pleased with when I've decided to jump in and get something. But is that going to hold with this argan oil? So what I got is this huge kind of butter, balm, whatever, lotion. And then there's the actual argan oil. Now, there are different kinds, but this is what started the entire beauty trend. And then there's milk. And this argan milk, this is, I think, the thing that actually sold me. I thought, man, I think I'm going to give it a try. So I'm going to give you a review, let you know. You know, Christmas is coming up, so it might be a gift. And the lady was saying, as we age, we kind of become a prune. We dry up. It's true. We lose the moisture in our skin. And this is so proven to just blast inside. I know I sound just like... I sound just like these people, but I'm going to test it and I want to let you know. So we'll talk about that on the next show, and also the topic. So is there a guest that you'd love to hear on the program? Faith-based gifts, recipes, family-friendly movies. You let me know as we focus on Advent, the prayers, the spiritual side that we could bring to you as a program. And again, feedback@goodthingsradio.com. Thank you to our 19 Podbean patrons who so faithfully support the program every month. And you can click on the link to sign up to be a GTR good friend of the show in the show notes. More updates, news on the next show about the Arise Retreat, a Christmas coupon promotion to help you get there if you don't already have your ticket to the Arise Retreat next Divine Mercy Weekend, April 5th through the 8th, 2018. Also, big news about the Choose Joy Luncheon if you're in Ohio or even the Midwest for that matter, and the Choose Joy Devotional. So much more, my friends. Until next time, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord's light shine on you and give you peace.